Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In you we live and move and have our being. Thank you. Thank you for your nearness so that we can keep you in mind at all times and so we can have peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is Galatians chapter 5 from verse 7 to 12.
You were running well. Stopped you from obeying the truth? This line of reasoning doesn't come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole lump of dough. I'm convinced about you in the Lord that you won't think any other way. But the one who is confusing you will pay the penalty, whoever that may be. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being harassed? In that case, the offense of the cross would be cancelled. I wish that the one who are upsetting you would castrate themselves.
Hallelujah. So, yeah, we can just see there, you know, the thinking and the Antichrist agendas and deception is so out there, you know. Yeah, with them and that, it was just legalism, pulling them back into legalism. But now it's just all types of so-called demons have been taking hold of people. So it's just so important that we come back to sound thinking. We come back to solid ground, to that we come from the rock. We were made by God. We made for a purpose. And this morning by morning, just refreshing yourselves so as to get the right thinking is like a washing. You washing yourself completely again, and you in a sound, and you in a good place, because you in God's word, and when you're in His word, you're in His thoughts, and then you're in His light, and then light chases away darkness. So, as He says here, you know, a bit of deception just can take hold and then fill your take the place of the truth in your soul, and then in your attitudes and your actions. And that's why we just need to come back to sound thinking, come back to your great God, who is a very present help in the time of need. And then yeah, and that's just a place of clarity and beauty again. And and then the peace of God is also there. When we move outside of the boundaries, that's where we start feeling anxious, we start feeling doubt, and be double-minded. So it's just all about just getting back to your God, eh? And that's a place of security. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Amen.